Hello, and welcome to the Rose Pricks Finding Prince Charming podcast. I'm Roberto Sepulveda Jr., and I'm here to spread my love all over
Already
your face.
Funny.
Hey, I'm Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV and the Watch What Crappens podcast, and I'm here with a gorgeous, talented, thin, long-haired, beautiful mother, Stephanie Wilder Taylor.
Hello, hello.
For crying out loud. So go listen to that one too, y'all.
What's going on?
Girl, this is Friday when we record this.
Yes.
And, I mean, it's just so good to be able to talk to you. I wake up at 8 in the morning to watch this damn show because I have to wait for it to be released on the internet. So I've already had like a full morning. I'm on my second coffee. I did a little vacuuming. I'm just feeling lovely. How about you?
Well, I get up at 7 and hit the ground running with, I watched it last night, took my notes, and then, let it like simmer in my head. Hmm. And then I wake up, take all my 80 children to school, come home, walk my dog, make some oatmeal. I'm like 65, except that I watch reality TV, which I will still be doing when I really turn 65.
Actually, watching Finding Prince Charming yesterday, I was thinking because I watched Survivor 2, and I was like, I'm getting too old because at this point, it's just like throwing stones at children, you know? I'm more than twice the age of some of the people on TV, and I'm like, that idiot falling for a guy like that on an island. Well, of course, they're 20, and the guys are walking around in their underwear. Of course, they think they're in love, you know? Like, what are you so bitter about, you old bastard? That said, I was just like this at 20 as well, so.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I feel like I've always been a little cynical.
Yeah.
I don't think I would have fallen for this bullshit at 20.
I did sometimes personal life, but never on TV, okay?
Yeah, not on TV. These guys should know better.
Yeah, I was like this when I was 5 years old, okay? My voice just gets smokier, I get fatter, and I lose more hair. But otherwise, the personality stays the same. Oh, everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you for all your support and your iTunes reviews and all that stuff. That really helps us. And yes, for all of our premium subscribers, thank you so much. We're loving doing that show. It's like a whole other little world for us that we get to do.
So fun. This is, if anybody who's listening here listens to me on For Crying Out Loud, you can see how different it is.
Oh, I get to say whatever I too want. Yeah, we're just two friends hanging out talking. And so bonus episodes are fun. So if you want another little dose and you want access to all of our archives of all our shows ever, just go sign up at rosepricks.com. And thank you to everybody who signed up over there. Also, if you want to know when these episodes are posted as they post, follow us on El Twitter or El Instagramo, because we post there the second we release the episodes. And on Facebook, we're at facebook.com/rosepricks pod. Okay, that good stuff is out of the way. Let's get to the show.
Let's do it. Finding Prince Charming.
Episode number 5.
Yeah, it's dwindling down, you guys.
It's like over almost. The first line of this, it's always Robbie who's walking in first from the clip-on tie affair. And he walks in first. Every time he has a line, this time is, Lordy, Lordy, here we go, girls.
Random
little bit of gayness to start the day off.
I love it.
And the boys are walking around like, oh my God. Brandon's like, oh my God, the house feels real empty right now. And he's looking through cabinets and they're literally empty. Like, that's why it feels empty. Ain't nothing in that house.
He's like, I need a drink, you guys. Oh, wait. That's part of my thing. I'm sober. Never mind.
Of milk.
I'm sober. I shouldn't make fun of sober people, but it's too funny.
Well, you know, you're allowed if you're sober. It's like,
exactly,
you know, saying faggito burrito. You can say that if you're actually a burrito on the burrito shelf.
So okay.
Eric is all dead-eyed, and he's like, the house feels empty. There was so much energy and life. I'm like, you have never had either one of those things behind your eyes. I don't know how this is any different than any other day for you.
Yeah.
Garfield.
Robbie, this was at the very beginning. Robbie's like, I was really sad to be in the bottom two because you guys, I was the most vulnerable that I could possibly be. He actually said that. And he goes, but now, you guys, I must go serious. I have to show him serious. So this whole theme is going to be Robbie gets serious.
No one needs that.
No.
No one wants a painting of a crying clown. You know, look at the clown
Right.
terrorists. They're all sad clowns, and people are like, they're terrorists. No one needs that, Robbie. He's like, I don't know how more of a more vulnerable I can be. I wore yellow shorts on our date. Yellow shorts. I mean, what am I supposed to do now? Well, it's about to get serious, bitch.
He's like, I'm going to try it though. I'm going to try to be serious. And then Brandon's like, I don't think that RJ doesn't want that he wants serious. I just think he wants another dimension. What dimension? What other dimension?
Robert wants to be able to walk through a wardrobe and meet a talking lion who's going to save the world. Okay?
Oh, so then Lance Bass shows up.
Lance's eyebrows. He's like, hey, it's Lance and my eyebrows. And Justin goes, when Lance comes in, I knew something's about to happen.
Oh my God, these guys are dumb. Okay.
Brainiest lesbian in America. So the challenge today is to show Roberto the you behind the mask. So they have to make masks that symbolize the part of themselves that they keep hidden, but they want to share. Which is like kind of nice, but if you really think about it, the mask is what you use to hide that part of yourself. So none of this really makes sense
None of
from the
it makes
get-go.
sense. I've always had a problem with the production on this show, the production value and the literal production of the show. It's like they don't know what they're talking about half the time. They're trying to make it like other shows that have been on so that sort of people recognize like, oh yeah, I've kind of seen something like this where there's a mask, but it just gets it wrong.
Yeah, they're just like, say vulnerable a lot.
Yeah.
Say vulnerable. So, Chad,
Wait, so yeah, so they have to, they're gonna have to make creations, don't forget.
yeah, so
And
this
this
is
is
like the
really
Hobby
ridiculous.
Lobby challenge for sure, which, you know, the Hobby Lobby ain't giving gay people health insurance or whatever they got in trouble for. What was it for? It was like birth control or something.
Birth control, yeah. They don't want to have to give people birth control. But I just like the fact that like give the gay guys like the arts and crafts challenge. And it's all like they basically went shopping at Michael's and brought them. He's like, okay, guys, there's like glitter glue. And I mean, this would be fun for like my 8-year-olds,
Yeah.
but I thought it was kind of offensive. Like, just because they're gay doesn't mean that they, just want to do arts and crafts all day.
Yeah,
Isn't
they're
that
like,
kind of a presumptuous?
yeah, because the only things they bought, it's not like they bought them little baseballs to glue on things. They're like, you can have red glitter, purple glitter, rhinestones, or diamonds. Also, feathers. Okay, penis snacks at noon. Get to work, girls.
Did think it was very girly.
But of course, they all immediately were like, girl, I can use a glue gun. So Justin goes, my mom would kill me for doing DIY in the dining room. So funny. So his idea is he's going to have a black mask and it's going to be worn under his diamond mask. I'm like, that is double masking it. I don't know. That could be saying a lot of things. But also, you take off the mask and you're like a black man. That's a huge reveal. And he's like,
Yeah.
underneath my sparkly personality, I'm a hardworking black woman. I was like, this show is getting so good.
Yeah, Chad. Okay, so Brandon though can't imagine like what else he could reveal, which I agree. What else can he reveal?
Yeah, you already blew your AA wad.
Yeah, exactly. So he can't imagine that Chad is really excited to be more open with Roberto. So I was wondering, is he going to do a mask that's a guy who asked him to go to the pool room? And
He's
then
like, I'm making a mask that touches his penis in a non-rapey way.
Yeah.
And an
And then
arrow that points to the
afterward,
pool room.
when they go, that made me really uncomfortable when like you asked me to go to the pool room, he could be like, that was just a mask. That's not who I really am. I
The
can't believe
real
you're judging
me.
me for my mask. The real me would never do that.
That's my glitter mask. The Milton Berle mask I'm wearing underneath that mask. It's really like vulnerable.
Yeah. And then okay,
Justin. No, not Justin. What's his name? Dylan. Dylan's running around the house with sheets over his head going, Gone with the Wind, fabulous, like Kenya Moore. And I'm like, you. Anybody who idolizes Kenya Moore, that is an auto sign that they're nuts and they should be kicked out of the house immediately or possibly cut and kill somebody.
So then Eric Wait, okay, so Eric says that he has the perfect idea of what to do, but he's not going to tell anybody.
It's like gonna keep this one to myself, guys.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep it close to my heart. So
Secret mask.
at this point, we don't know what it is, but we do know that he is not going to tell Chad because, ew, Chad,
And
because
then he
Chad makes
tells
him feel
us, he makes
uncomfortable.
his mask and it's red. It's all just red glitter. I was like, that's not very creative. It's just glue and then red glitter. And he's like, my mask is red
Well, then he's gonna
because.
well, but then he's gonna tell, wait,
Oh, he
you
talks to
forgot the part
Justin.
that, yeah, he makes it really clear that he's not talking to Chad because he hates Chad,
Yeah.
but he does want to tell somebody, and that somebody is is Justin.
Yes. Our
It's Rachel,
natural friends in the
Justin
world,
DeGeneres.
the lesbian.
Yes,
Yes.
exactly.
They ain't gonna tell
Justin.
anybody.
So Justin DeGeneres, so does he tell him right then? Let's see.
He's like, well, we have to reveal something, and I have to tell you, my mask is red because I'm a bullfighter. I work for the Red Cross. I'm a fire jelly belly. I'm a communist. I mean, there's so many things that stands for. He's like, my mask is red because China? You like China? There's so many things that red symbolizes. I'm like, state of
You're a
emergency.
bullfighter? What? Yeah.
He's like, I, 10 years ago, I found out I was HIV positive, which obviously so sad. Like, who's gonna make fun of
Yeah.
that? Not me. I
No,
dare you,
nobody.
Stephanie.
I was very upset for him.
But you guessed it because in the press they said that somebody was going to be coming out as HIV positive, and you said it was him. How did you
I
guess?
did?
Yeah, you were like, I think it's him, but I forgot why.
Huh. I don't know why I thought that.
I don't know, but he looks like very sad and he's crying, and then Justin's crying, and Justin's like, that's a big deal.
Yeah, Justin is probably like, I think this increases my chances.
Oh God. Well, on the straight bachelor they would. I mean, they're really evil. On this one, they're like,
Yeah.
guys, let's support each other. No,
Yeah.
that's not how television works. In a real one, they'd be like, oh my God, that guy's gonna kill us all. They'll be like, you can get it from the water fountain now. Like, come on,
Yeah.
people, play the game.
The
Are you trying to win, Roberto? Or aren't you?
thing that's so interesting, though, while watching this is like, okay, so this poor guy is actually really concerned with like what Roberto's gonna think. But Roberto is a freaking prostitute.
Yeah, Roberto is, yeah.
Like, who would Roberto be to be? I mean, just the whole thing is so kind of hypocritical. Like Roberto's going to be the one who needs to be understanding? I think not.
Well, we're going to have to get that reveal because if that actually happens on the show, I will die laughing where he actually tells them because
Right.
I'm not sure that he does because he says, I shared with a few of the guys. What? Who? Because it's almost over now. You haven't shared with anybody. But yeah, I mean, if someone's going to support you, it's going to be the hoe for sure. And God bless his heart. That's not an easy thing to have to. That's like the got to be the hardest thing when you're dating somebody, you know, especially on a TV show. Oh my God. On the other hand, Roberto really likes whiteness, apparently, because he kicks off anybody who isn't white. So
Right.
just tell him you've got very high white blood cells, and he'll be in. He'll get a boner.
You found a way to make fun of it.
So moving over to Dylan, he's like, I keep calling him Justin, I don't know why, but Dylan is like, I'm nervous, but I'm excited to show the vulnerable side of me. This is a powder. He's like, I'm vulnerable. So Robbie skips into the party. They've decorated
Wait,
it
but
to be
wait,
like Liberace's house.
yeah, but you forgot about the part where they are now gonna decorate the house and basically they rearrange the furniture like it was a frat house. Did you notice that? They just like pushed the couch up against the wall. They're like, look, it looks so different. They just like, guys, let's make a dance floor. Move the couch, move the table. I mean, it was like a frat house. There's just some like weird curtains in there. There's no actual furniture. It's so wrong. It's so not The Bachelor.
Yeah, well, look, they have to do it all themselves. There's not like a
I
production team
know.
coming in to like hang, quinceañera piñatas.
But that's what was so funny to me was it was like, okay, guys, let's get our cheese cubes. It was like, somebody go to Costco and get some cheese.
Those
And they're
pre-cut
like,
ones from Ralph's.
yeah, and then they're like, we're all ready for Roberto.
Yeah, these bitches are like, I'm not cleaning that. No way. Just push the couch back. The
That's what
end.
they did.
Yeah, pretty much. So Roberto comes over. Robbie's skipping around. I'm like, I guess that serious thing didn't work. And Eric is doing the upset girl thing where she's like, I'm mad at you, but you're gonna totally understand my feelings, or you're not. But like, I'm communicating in feelings right now, and if you can't hear that, then I don't know what to say. He's like walking around all upset,
Right. Like, what's wrong? Nothing. I'm fine.
hiding his half-closed Garfield eyes behind his red mask. I was like,
Oh,
oh,
so
sad
true.
red mask. Come on, darling. Perk
Yeah. And
up.
then, of course, and then Roberto was told by the producers probably that, I don't know, somebody's going to have a reveal, right? Because
Yeah.
he's like, I don't know. Well, first of all, what I also like just from I don't know, producer standpoint is that they're all dancing to non-existent music. You know, they don't actually play music at these places on these shows. So did you notice they're all doing like that kind of like white boy dancing? And there's
Brandon
no
was the
music playing.
worst. He was the worst. He was doing like the corkscrew, and he was like bending over and doing those head roll things. I was like, can you pick any more white girl things to do? You basically look like a dinner cruise right now. You're ridiculous. Stop embarrassing. And to think that that was all in silence. Oh, Lord.
Oh, so funny.
So, yeah,
So funny.
Robert's walking around and he's like, maybe I upset Eric. Things are so different today. Usually, Eric is so full of life and energy and has so much to say. No, he didn't say that. You know why? Because Eric is always moping around with his eyes half closed, having nothing to say. It's not like this
Yep.
is something new. So, why is he now like, oh, Eric? Why is Eric looking at the floor more than my dick? So he goes up to him and he's like, it's not just all about me. It's not all about who I pick. You have to have connection with me too, and I have to have connection with you too. And he's like, I'm wearing a red mask. He's like, bullfighter? I love a bullfighter. He's like, you could vocalize it. Just be sure to know that around me, you can say whatever you want, as long as it is what I want you to say.
Eric's like, my mask is a holding back mask, which reveals that I'm holding something back, but I'm not going to tell you what it is right now.
Well, while I wait, I will sit here and ponder why your face looks like a giant zit that needs to be popped.
But I love how RJ is like Roberto is like, listen, I want you to be direct, but if you can't, I'm going to focus on the other guys.
I have to focus on somebody that can look past their mask and
Yeah.
into my heart.
But he's so threatening.
And then Brandon corkscrews by. Oh, Lord.
So then there's Robbie who's upset and he's like, you guys, to the camera, I have to keep my mouth shut and not make any jokes so
I'm
that
trying to be
Roberto.
serious. I'm just sitting here. I'm being serious. I'm just sitting here because that's what serious people do. Normally,
Yeah.
I'd be out dancing. I'd be up screaming and squealing, but now I'm going to sit here. He's all
But then
mad.
Roberto's like, I don't understand what's wrong with Robbie. He's in a funky mood. He's so different. No, Roberto, you're just a dick.
Yeah.
And then
he's so different than he was last time when I told him to be totally different. I can't believe he's not just being himself, whom I said was ridiculous and I don't want to spend any more time with.
So then, Robbie... Okay, wait. Oh, wait. So then RJ sits on his lap.
Yeah. He's like, are you okay, my little butterfly? And he's like, it's so hard doing this because I can't even be fun when he's sitting on my lap. I'm betraying fun, Robbie. Robert's like, I want some depth and balance.
Wait, but then he's also like, I need, but why is Robbie being so like, so serious and weird? Yeah. And then Robbie makes like a tiny little joke and immediately RJ's in the OTF going like, I don't know. I mean, I need to see more.
Yeah. Here he is being hilarious again. Oh, but you know, Robbie doesn't know how to be serious. So he thinks that being serious means just sitting down and being bitchy. He's like,
right.
He just sits there and gives bitchy looks to everybody in the room. Like, that's not serious. That's right. Not your only other option. You right. could be like, you know, do you like Sydney Sheldon? Have you ever seen, you know, when was the last time you went to a movie inside of a theater instead of downloading it off the internet? I don't know. Like, what do you think that painting that Picasso made of that screaming person was screaming about? There's so many things you can do. You don't just have to be mad.
Right, right. Well, if I can't say anything lighthearted and funny, I just won't say anything at all.
Hey, anybody have an imaginary noose so we can hang man? Nice, Robbie. Might as well just kill him. So be trying, so being little Judy Judas to fun Robbie. Mm.
So
he's all
now...
crying. It's like a backwards giggle. He's like, mm. So next up,
so now
Robert
it's time for the guy's
is...
reveal.
Yeah, no one has anything to say. And so no. Robert is trying to make...
But this is so fun. But this was like, might have been my favorite part. Because Chad, are you on this part where Chad is like, I struggle with depression and public masturbation. That's
I struggle from depression and, from people right. being upset at me for masturbating at them, that my mouth represents most of my face is glittery, happy, and ready to blow you. But then the temple is big bloody diamonds with feathers coming out like I've just blown out my own brains because I'm depressed. I was like, this is the most depression. Who makes this kind of a mask for depression? It literally looks like he's blowing his brains out. Who does that?
And
it's
then,
like so like not self-aware. It just, God.
No.
Suicide no. mask. I'm so glad Paul was gone.
And then Justin, oh my God. But then Justin comes out and I made myself laugh wondering like, what if Justin was like, my reveal is that I'm HIV positive. Just to steal Eric's thunder.
I then he could be HIV'd like, then him,
he,
okay?
Then he could be like, just kidding, I'm not. But Eric is. And then, but then of course, Roberto would be like, I don't like Justin always joking. I want to see a more serious side. But Justin's actual reveal
that
was so
such
ridiculous.
A fun streak of evil. My God. Just when Justin, I thought, God, I'm too evil. Then you up the ante.
Then Justin is such an idiot. He comes out and he's like, it was like, you know, when you go to a job interview and they ask you your strengths and weaknesses.
Yeah.
But you try to play your weaknesses down by making it more like a strength.
My weakness is I just love working too hard.
Exactly. That was Justin. He's like, I guess like my dark side is that I just try to make people happy too much. I care too much about people's feelings.
I just care about everybody else too much. He's like, look at my glitter. Here's my glittery mask. And when I take off my glittery mask, I'm Nell Carter. What? What? Give me a break. I was about to sing the Kit Kat song.
I know.
Give me a break. I shook you there. Trying to make it to the top. Boom, 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 boom.
Give me a break.
Like, oh, I'm not sure.
We need a vacuum cleaner.
I'm not sure if I like the glitter Justin, Nell Carter Justin, or just plain lesbian Justin. Oh, the choices.
Oh, my God.
Can I kick off three people in one night?
But this was the best. Roberto's like, I'm so moved by Justin's reveal of his inner demons. What inner demons? I literally replayed it, watched it again, because I was like, I must have missed something that he revealed. Nope.
That inner demon, Florence Nightingale, the sweetest nurse of all of history. His inner demon wants to burn evil and make good rise to the top. He will always have a Band-Aid. Oh, how sweet. Justin, shut up. I just love other people to watch. Get out of here. Next.
So Dylan comes out and has some bullshit about the ribbon representing obstacles. Did you see, you remember he had that little like black and white patterned ribbon? How did that represent fucking obstacles in your life?
That guy's like literally stupid. Okay.
Yeah. And then Roberto's like, I'm so happy that Dylan is so vulnerable.
What do they call it? Not LaCroix. What do they call that patterning, like that iron patterning that you see on a bunch of gates, like especially in Real Housewives shows? Oh, people are hitting their steering wheel right now. I forgot what it's called, but
I don't know.
It's some hacky old pattern that's been used in like a million Ross Dress for Less pillows. And he's like, this means that paths aren't straight. And sometimes you go around curves because they're paths. And sometimes you have to say, hey, path, you're straight, but I'm not going to go on a path. I'm going to go another way. And then you go that way and you don't know where you are and no one will help you. And that makes you vulnerable. And he's like, oh, thank you so much.
Oh, you are so vulnerable.
Thank you for your vulnerableness.
And then Brandon says that he has a rainbow mask, a glittery rainbow mask.
But it's not a rainbow. Did you notice every color on it was a very iconic color from a beer brand? He had like Heineken on there, Corona. I was like, girl, that ain't a gay rainbow. That's like the rainbow of the liquor store.
Well, so we know what's on his mind. He's like, oh, this represents all the things I've been avoiding. All the alcohols. For you. Well, I'm sober for you. He's like, Roberto, you're the only one who's keeping me sober.
Oh, no. Worst line ever. We've all heard it.
Yep.
I'm like, well, sure, don't let me stop you. look, sobriety is nothing to laugh about, okay? And I always say to people, my friends, I've had many, I'm sure you can imagine, who've gone through it. And I say, listen, look at yourself. You have gotten yourself to the point where you have done so many drugs that you are in rehab. Disgusting. Never do too many. No one wants to end up in rehab, girl.
No.
You need to keep your drinking on the middle low.
Yep.
Aw, that's what skinny people always tell me about food. Sorry, I'm looking at my inner demons right now, and they're fat. Okay, so Brandon's big reveal. He's like, my reveal is that my mask is like glitter on the outside, but it's also glitter on the inside.
Because I'm happy now, because I'm sober, and I'm ready for love, Roberto. Pick me!
Roberto's like, why is your face bleeding in 20 different places? He's like, oh, yeah, because I put glitter on the inside of my mask, too. Okay, so it wasn't the wisest thing.
And the Roberto's like, what I love is that Brandon is a goofball on the inside and the outside, which I find so very, very sexy. What? Wait, but on other people, you're like, I don't like jokes. But Brandon, you're like, I love that he's a goofball inside and outside.
I love that he looks like a top, but it's most likely a bottom. That's what he's saying. Like, and also, he just copied exactly what Brandon just said, which shows that he's not paying attention. Roberto looks really bored. Like, let's face it. He looks bored. Let's face it, okay? He looks bored. So Robbie is next up, and he's like, look at my mask. One side is silver with good lashes, but then the other side is all black and serious with a little star teardrop that's about to have a single tear because he can't be fun. And he was actually being serious, and he did have like a single tear diamond in his eye, which was hilarious. And Robert's like, "Oh, thank you for being so serious." And he goes, "Well, all the other boys here have seen my vulnerable side, so they know it's there. Of course they've seen it. We've been here 87 days, Robert."
Oh my God. This was such a great moment in the show, because it's like he just couldn't keep it serious the whole time, which is what makes him great. And Roberto got so mad.
He did. He was like, "Oh, how dare you? You're like shoebox greeting." At first, I think, "Oh, it's going to be an old lady saying happy birthday." And then, boom, every time, knocks me down a peg.
Oh, my God. He's like, "What am I going to do with Robbie? I don't want to change him. I can't spend all of my time trying to change him. But I don't like him how he is."
Goodbye. 87 days. They've been shooting this for 87 days, and we're on week 5. Girl, that cannot be true. I mean, that's like a whole season of Big Brother. There's no way. I thought they shot this show in like 2 weeks.
Well, I think they do. I think he was kidding. That was the joke.
Oh, I hope so, because girl. But everybody started Everybody started laughing, and then Eric is last, I wrote. So Eric is like, "The feelings are overwhelming. Should I do this right now? Did I make the right choice? Should I wait until later? Is it my bedtime? I'm tired." So Roberto's already getting his tears worked up because this sad, like, basically glitters it is walking at him.
Right.
And he's like, 10 years ago, I found out you like China. No. 10 years ago, I found out I was HIV positive." And he's like, "There is nothing you can say that would scare me away from you. Now kiss me only on the cheek."
That's what I was wondering. That was a little weird,
no, because
right?
You don't get it from kissing. Unless you both got like open gaping sores.
I know you don't, but didn't you think it was like, well, if you're going to kiss him to prove that you don't care, then really kiss him.
Yeah, I can never tell with Roberto because he looks like he doesn't want to. He does have that pretty woman kiss theory because he never looks comfortable kissing anybody.
No, he doesn't.
But no matter what you think about somebody revealing their HIV on a reality show, I think good for him for doing it. And also, it was a really good way to distract from the giant zit on your temple.
Yeah, I agree.
So everybody's like,
I was only sad that nobody came in with a mask, ripped it off, and revealed that they were Sam. Back. I'm back, bitches.
He's like, "On the outside, I'm Robbie, a fun-loving diva. On the inside, fuck you and every one of you. I hate all of you. Why don't y'all go fuck your mask?" Oh, Sam. I miss Sam's unadulterated rage. So next derp, everybody hugs. They're like, "Oh my God, hugs. This is so fun. Oh my God, let's feel things." And then the date, Eric gets the date. And so they go in a limo and Roberto's like, "I really understand your struggle because I had an uncle who died from HIV and I would feed him things." And Eric's like, "Oh my God, I love food." And he's like, "Wow, this is beautiful." So they go to,
That was touching though.
Yeah, that was super nice. I don't know. Nothing Robert says touches me.
I don't know. I got the feels from that one.
And also he's a fucking liar.
Fuck
I'm not
off,
saying,
Prince Charming.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's
making
a liar.
Making me feel something for your stupid story.
Well, you should, because it's all a lie. Well, I'm not saying his story is a lie, but obviously we know he's a liar. And also, here's another piece of evidence that he's a liar, because he's like, "Oh, I love to cook. I have perfected Puerto Rican fried chicken." I'm like, you have not.
Right.
And later in the episode, he's like, "I do not know how to grill things." I was like, you're ridiculous. Ain't nobody believe you can make a fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Prove it.
Also, this whole thing with like, are they at a restaurant? There's just a weird table with a black tablecloth in the middle of nowhere. Why are they always outside when they're eating? They're never in a restaurant. Every other show like this actually has like waiters, staff.
You're
at a restaurant.
Actually.
I think they're just in the middle of like a freaking park. And I think they made a little set of a to look like a restaurant, serve them food.
Oh, that's so sad. There's like no Claim Jumper budget.
I'm telling you, they couldn't even go to like some cheap restaurant. Did you notice that?
I notice it now because you said it. I normally don't notice things like that, but you're right that there's never a waiter or anything. Because usually I hate the reality show waiters because they're auditioning, you know? They're like, hi, can I get you anything? Can I get you anything?
Can I start talking to you guys? Do you want to hear the specials?
Would you guys like a flat of French fries?
No, bitch.
No, bitch.
I just want a drink.
So their date.
I didn't
date,
understand the restaurant thing, but okay. Yeah.
This is a very typical, what I would imagine, like two really hot people, because obviously I've never been on one of those dates, but one where it's like two really hot people. This is exactly what I imagine it's like. They have nothing to talk about. Mm-mm. Ain't nobody got a personality or anything to say. So they just say things like, oh, you're so pretty. And he's like, you're like the most handsome man I've ever seen in my life. He's like, really? Oh, finally, you are saying the things I need to hear from you. Kiss, kiss, kiss. Like, that's all you needed was someone to say you're hot. Easy.
But it was grandma kisses. It was really not sexy kissing.
Yeah, it's like a step up from butterfly kisses.
Yes!
I would give you butterfly kisses, but I don't want to mess up my eyelashes.
I thought it was very bizarre. I thought it was really fakey.
Yeah, I'm not feeling
it with
these two.
Even on reality show standards.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it with these two. But what do I know? So, barbecue. The boys are back home. I'm sorry to go back, but did you catch in the limo when they were making out, when they were making grandma kisses, that it looked like Eric was going for his dick? Did anybody else see this? Is this in my head? I was like, he's about to get a handy.
I didn't see that, but it would not surprise me because that would be much more something that Roberta would be interested in.
Yeah, they're like, they'll cut this out, right?
Kisses.
So they get to the house, and the boys are having a barbecue, and Robbie's like, I'm murdering Serious Robbie! Sick of him! I'm
Did you notice
Serious
that Robbie
out.
Looked like Andrew McCarthy in Pretty in Pink?
No.
He had this, like, those Ray-Ban glasses on. Oh, he looked like a young Andrew McCarthy in a John Hughes movie.
Ducky was the hot one. There, I said it.
He was cute.
I said it. So they're doing shots, and Robbie, of course, cheers, Mary! So Robert shows up, and he's like, I do not know how to grill. I'm like, you're helpless. So Robert is telling us, I like Dylan now because I forgot. Was he crazy? I forget his thing, but I will go back to ignoring him without prejudice now.
Yeah, but then Eric takes Roberto outside immediately to go, and he's like, "You must be having like a lot of feelings right now." And Roberto's like, "I would like to keep this light. You will go back in the house now." Did you notice that?
Yeah, he's like, "Yes, this
work
is
of him."
I've had a lovely time, but there are other people in the world, and I've already blown a load in your palm. What more do you want from me? I need time away.
He's like, there are other people in the house that are HIV negative.
I need to try different palms on my penis. Okay? Consider yourself a pair of shoes in the running. So let's see here. Let's keep it light. And then Roberto tells us, look, I understand that Eric just wants to run away with me. Maybe I do too. I don't know. And then Chad's like, Roberto, can I please talk to you on the side? He always looks like he's about to try and start crying. He's like, look, I made you a mask. And when I made that mask, it was about the phoenix who was ignited by fire. And you've ignited something in me, Roberto. And he's making him, like, rub the thing. It looks like one of those rope feather loofahs. Like, gross.
I know.
I made a phoenix that's lit on fire, and you ignite something in me. Oh, my God.
I thought when he said, I want to show you something, I thought it was going to be his penis in the pool room. He's going to be like, I want to show you something. Can you just come in the pool room for a minute? It's cooler there.
We all say poetry in our own way. Look, I can draw a heart without even touching my penis.
I'm obsessed with the fact that he tried to masturbate in front of him. Okay, anyway. yeah, so then RJ's like, Chad showed me something in the pool room. And I feel like Chad and I have a lot in common. And there's no reason I don't see a future with Chad.
We both are compared to things that are lit on fire. Flaming! Also, Chad is very aggressive. He goes in for the kiss, and Roberto's like, mwah. And he's like, oh, no. Ah, blah, blah, blah. And he tries, and Roberto like, resists it. But then Chad pulls back and does that look, I'm giving you a really, really, really thoughtful look right now. Blah! And then he tries again. It just never works, and it makes me feel so sad. Because, you know, he spent all day coming up with his, you ignite me on the inside, or whatever. Wait till you get that 10-inch dick inside of you. See about being ignited on the inside. Your throat's going to pop out your mouth.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry, but, I mean, we've all seen it. We all have the internet, people.
Oh, my God. I just think the whole thing is so fake. I don't like it when Roberto, if I'm going to be suspending my disbelief, since it's a reality show, I don't like it when Roberto does the stuff like when he clearly looks like he's grossed out by the kiss, but then does the whole like, we have a lot in common. I could totally see myself with him for life. No, you couldn't.
Yeah,
you're disgusted right now.
You shop at the Ralph's hot bar. Okay, we already know this about you. The hot buffet. You shop at that nasty coagulated mac and cheese buffet. You ain't thinking of anything for life. That's
exactly.
Like, that's a great sign of depression, shopping at the hot bar at Ralph's.
I agree.
So let's see. Robert and Brandon. Did we already do them? Eric and Robbie. Wait, where am
so
I?
Wait,
am I behind?
Okay, so Eric. So while Chad and Roberto are outside talking about how much they have in common, Eric's starting to lose it. He's starting to become like Jack Nicholson in The Shining. He's just like, I just don't know what's going on. Yeah. Here's Eric.
It's really hard to see him. Take all the guys away one by one. Like, oh my God. Giving a handy is not getting a dowry, okay? Milking someone's cow does not mean their father just gave you cattle. Okay, you don't win anything. Now wash your hands and stop crying.
And it is so weird how they're all acting like they're winning something.
And Robbie's like, oh, honey, it's a cruel game, this finding Prince Charming way of life we've chosen for ourselves on Logo. A cruel game!
Wasn't it at this moment? Because at this moment, I was really starting to go, okay, I know for sure Robbie's going home.
Yeah, Robbie's
and
hopeless.
I was okay with it for him. You know, I was
Me
like,
too,
he should go home. Like, get him back where people appreciate his personality.
Yeah, he needs to go home and just have some self-respect left over because he doesn't belong in a good way. And I knew it was over for him when Roberto was like, oh, Robbie. Robbie is funny and you can't change him. Robbie is Robbie. I don't want to change him. That means he has no interest in you.
Because
if he has interest in you, he'll be like, here's what I like, and now here's what you need to be.
Right.
Which is his usual MO. So I was like, bye, Robbie, but still fun to watch the rest.
Not to get too involved with the show, and since it's so fake, but I really don't understand. Roberto needs to keep it together with what he wants, because he's like, this guy's too funny. This guy's not funny enough. You need to be more serious. You're too serious. Where's your goofy side? I love your goofy side.
Yeah, he's like the Goldilocks of Logo.
Yes.
He's like, too hot, too hot, too cold, too cold.
Yeah.
Too big, too little, too little. But at the end of the day,
really
he's
like
just
tall guys,
stealing shit from...
short guys.
Yeah. At the end of the day, he's just some bitch stealing from people's house. Yeah. So Robert and Brandon, did we already talk about them? Oh, yeah. So Brandon comes over to Robert.
Yeah,
he's like, I have some time alone with you, too. So they go, and Robert is still wearing the AA necklace dog tag thing. And Brandon's like, yeah, I was joking with the other guys that you were really unavailable last night. But you know what? I'm not joking. You weren't available because you were off in the backyard pretending to be at the claim jumper. You know, what am I supposed to think? This is my love story. And Robert's like, you know, Eric is going through a lot of things and I need to make him feel like I hear him.
Yeah.
Now, when he goes to bed, let me feel the back of your throat with my penis. He's like, oh my God, that's so sweet. Thank you, hon.
It's so true.
I like that he said, yes, but I need attention from you. You never make the first move. I suppose it is this gay macho thing we both have going on. And I'm like, LOL. Okay, that's it. You're both just too macho, girl.
Yeah.
Where's Jack A right now? Because we need a... Oh, Mary.
Oh, Mary. Oh, Mary.
Good Lord. So Justin and Robert have their little... not Justin, Dylan.
Yeah. Wait, but then Brandon, after he's like, it's nice, you know, that Eric has the HIV. And I don't want him to think I'm not accepting of that. So I have to seem into him, but I'm also into you. And then he starts making out with him. Hello, rep boy. All right. Yeah. So
they're like, yay, promiscuity. But at the same time, we're having a show about HIV awareness. Like, can we have a middle ground? I mean, Jesus.
So then Roberto needs to decide who to get rid of. Robbie.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Dylan. You got to love Dylan because Dylan's mad that he's spending so much time with Eric. He's like, ah, there Eric goes again. So let's see. We can. Okay. So now's the tie ceremony, right? Well, Lance does his little interview thing where he's like, hey, here we are. Today you saw glue guns and glitter. How do you feel about that? And Robert's like, oh, you know, his HIV is fine. It's livable. You know, it's no big deal anymore. And Robbie, I guess he tried to show me a serious side. It's also hilarious. But he did try to whisper the word doll when he told me, it is okay, doll. Because that's Robbie's version of being serious. He's like,
right.
You're so handsome, doll. I'm like, you're still calling people doll. It's not how you're doing it.
Oh, my God.
So he goes through the boring thing of... But then he makes it sound like he's going to get rid of Justin because he's like, you know this lesbian. She takes care of others more than she takes care of herself. And I don't like that.
You know, he's just too caring. Justin, he's too caring, you know. I don't like when people are too caring about other people. It makes me scared.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Whereas before he was calling that how much he loves his inner demons. Now he's like, I don't like that.
Oh, right. He can't make up his damn mind what he wants, which I think means he doesn't want anybody.
He's no, like, of course not.
How long do I stay before you pay my rent for the month? So we get to the tie ceremony and they're all wearing red ribbons, which is really sweet.
Yeah, that was.
It was very Tony Awards 1998, which was very sweet. And then, I just put obviously Robbie's out, but we go through the motions anyway. Dylan gets his, Chad gets his, and Chad keeps... Have you noticed that Chad is always trying to look like he's about to cry? And he's not happy for fake tears where he just gets sad face. He gets this like, I'm about to throw up. Because you know, like when you're really gutturally crying, you're like...
Yes.
He's doing that and it contorts his mask face and it's hilarious. So he's doing that.
I really don't like his face.
I think it's just the emotions behind it. Like, I think he's so cute. It's just
you do.
It's just too much. It's like insecurity fillers and Botox. Believe in yourself, okay? You don't need a needle to believe in yourself. That goes not just for Brandon, okay? Oh, you do?
I wish. I haven't had it in a while because I can't afford it right now.
Well, you're a woman and it's different. There are double standards and I cannot afford Botox, so I'm just being a hypocritical stone thrower right now.
Well, I don't get fillers, but I do like a little Botox. But what they get is like over the top.
Well, they get it all
We can judge that.
clit-knit, fillered, snookered. Like it's too much. Like, man or a woman, there's just a line that you shouldn't be crossing. And his Chad crosses it a lot. It's just,
I agree.
he's so cute anyway. Like, you don't need all that. Stop being so insecure. So the Thai session goes on, and Eric comes up and.
By the way, Dylan is wearing, for no reason, everybody's wearing their suits except for Dylan's wearing a like a Levi's jacket circa 1983.
Well, that is a Texas tuxedo, okay? If he was wearing jeans with it.
But he's not.
I met a straight guy from Brooklyn last night who was so cute, and he was wearing a Texas tuxedo. And I was like, "You're so misguided, and I want to make out with you. How can we make this happen?" Okay.
And did you?
No. So Eric is next, and Roberto's like, "You know, I love bravery in people. And the bright red lipstick that you are wearing right now is the bravest thing on the stage. Thank you. You can keep a tie." His lipstick was really bright. Brandon, I need you to grab my attention more. Justin, dun, dun, I mean, not Justin. Who's Justin? Why do I
Yeah,
keep writing
Justin.
Justin?
Justin is the
I forgot.
lesbian.
Oh, Justin, a lot, because normally I call him the lesbian. Okay, Justin. Dun, dun, dun. He's like, "Oh my
Justin,
God, like
repeat caretaking.
I think Eric's HIV is gonna send me home by proxy because I care too much about it." And then Robbie is like the other option. I'm like, "Oh no." So what are you gonna do? Who are you gonna pick? Of course,
Well,
Robbie's out.
yeah.
He's like,
You
"You are
knew that was
sweet and
coming, though.
giving. But you need to work on your base evenness and your tanning just above your lip line. It is odd to me. Friend zoned. You have been friend zoned." And Chad's like, he's like walrus crying in the back, like, And that's how it ends. It ends on his crazy face. And then Robbie's like, "I left in the nick of time because things are about to get cray cray, girl." I'm like, I don't know what that means, but why are things about to get cray cray?
I guess we're gonna find out. But I just hope that Robbie gets his own show. Like, I hope Robbie goes on to be like Ross the intern.
Oh, that would be nice. Although Jack from Will and Grace really never worked as just Jack. I mean, he
That's
tried. He
true.
got a lot of his own
Yeah.
shows. But I believe Robbie can change the trend. Change
He's
it.
so cute. And he is so, like, that is who he is. And he deserves so much better than Roberto.
He can make a living just making
Oh.
alarm clock sounds. Wow, how lucky are we? I'd buy that shit.
I would too. Roberto is the worst kind of guy.
Yeah, he
He's
really is.
so serious. He really doesn't have no sense of humor, but yet thinks that he recognizes a sense of humor. You know, when he says things like, he's a goofy. You don't even know what a joke is. If it bit you in the ass, you wouldn't know someone was being funny.
Well, don't forget, he is threatening to sue the haters online. So talk about not
Oh my
having a sense of
God.
humor.
Ugh.
We're waiting
Who
for
would
our lawsuit, batch.
I just don't understand who would want to be with him. Like, what is the casting like on these kind of shows?
I
Do
don't
they
know, but.
just think he was, did they just go like, well, he's really good looking and that's all that matters?
I think it was like some drunk queen at the Ralph's Hot Bar who was like drunkenly getting some mac and cheese for like 3 days old. And he saw some guy, and Roberto probably was eating like his gross baked chicken that had been sitting there for 3 days. And they cruised each other. And he used the LA producer thing, like, "I'm a producer, I can make you a star." And so then they went home, and then Roberto banged him, and he's like, "That's like the biggest dick I've ever seen. I'm literally going to build a show about this person. I have no ideas, but I like The Bachelor. Let's do this." And then it happened with $5.
I have a feeling that there was an actual casting process and that they were like, well, I want to bring in the guy that I met at the hot bar. And then other people brought in a guy And everybody was like, I think we should just go with the hot bar guy, you guys. I mean, I got the guy. I mean, I've seen his penis. It's huge. Let's just go with that guy.
Exactly.
I think somebody at some point was like, well, let's see who else is out there. And then they just got lazy and they're like, all right, just go with that guy.
Yeah. He's like, there was nothing left on the chicken bone.
Yeah.
Like zero left.
They're like, he's a whore. He'll do it.
Well, that brings us to the end of this week, everybody. Thank you for so much. Thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe and give reviews and stuff on the old iTunes. You can find these episodes over at rosepricks.com. That's also how you become a premium member. And go to facebook.com/rosepricks pod. Also, if you want to find us personally, Stephanie on Twitter is at @swildertaylor. And I'm at Ronnie Karam, Karaam. Okay, find us, guys.
All right.
Until next time, please don't change unless we need you to be different.